Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Steve Kreskoff is here. Steve is a new friend. He is a new member of our Brain Trust, a partner in principle with Kreskoff & Durham, LLP. And he is an expert in going global, an expert in doing business outside of our comfort zone, outside of our four walls, across the ponds, across the country lines, to places where you might need a visa, things like that. He's written a book called What You Need to Know to Go Global, A Guide to International Trade Transactions. And folks, you know how long I've been talking to you about considering, about I'm just asking you to start the education process. So we're going to continue that with our new friend, Steve Kreskoff. Steve, welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show.
Great to be on. Thanks very much, Jim.
Good to have you here. And by the way, the name of the book is Stephen with a PH. Steve, I like to do things by the numbers. My military background just won't let me do it any other way. So let's do it by the numbers. If you got a lot of small business owners at your knee right now who are taking notes, they're going to be ready for the test. What would you say is the first step for a Main Street small business who's never done any exporting or importing? What would you tell them to do first?
Well, the first thing is they have to realize that we only represent about 6% of world population here, so 94-95% of their potential customers are outside the U.S. Secondly, I think we need to have them realize that we're a services economy. Jim, you're a services provider. I'm a service provider. Most of international business is going to be services-related, not goods-related.
And that'll make some people blink because they'll think, well, how do I export a service?
But we do all the time. I export my services around the world. You know, the United States, despite what politicians say, is extremely successful exporting services. We are by far the leading country in the world service exporters, whether it's consulting firms like me or people like you or transport people or what have you, accountants.
Is not a right?
So on.
Well, intellectual property is also something to think about, isn't it? Isn't it, Steve?
Absolutely, and because services are so important, and because of many of the goods that we export are from high tech industries, protection of intellectual property is a very important consideration for small businesses to think about. And when they're thinking about it, first they of course have to assess the intellectual property that they have now, do an inventory. What do they have? Trade secrets, not just patents, but trademarks, copyrights, geographic origin, so forth. Know what they have, and then protect it domestically. And then, if they're going to do business internationally, protect it.
Another thing to think about, Steve, is that I had a client one time who was in the electrical supply business. And he was just a franchisee, so to speak, of different companies, that make some of the major electrical components. I mean, I say franchisee, he had the rights to sell it in his markets, so to speak, and he had a lot of those different manufacturers he represented, but that he had a guy who traveled to the Middle East. And would meet with people who could have bought it directly from the company, but he would call on these people, and they would do business with him. Here's this little supply house, little 10, 12, 15 million dollar a year supply house,
doing business with overseas when, I mean, when they could have gone with a large regional player or the manufacturer themselves. He was going over there and getting that business.
Absolutely. I mean, when it comes down to it, Jim, business is about people, and you have to meet people. It's about contacts and friendships, whether it's in your local community or whether it's overseas. And the only way to get international business is to get out and meet the people in the foreign countries that are doing that business. And there are many ways you can do that. But it's much like we do business here domestically or in your local community if you're a small business. You have to meet people. They gain your trust. Mm-hmm. They understand your product, your service, and then you go from there.
So what we've come up with so far then, folks, is don't be intimidated by what you're going to sell. If you don't know what that is, I'm getting from you right now, Steve, is don't worry about if you don't know exactly what you want to export, don't worry about that right now because it might be something that you haven't even thought about yet. You can't imagine, like a service, like intellectual property. So what about education? I mean, where do we go besides your book, which is outstanding? What you need to know to go global, folks, is an outstanding book on what will help you. What else do we need to turn to get educated? Isn't that really what we need to go? We kind of so we understand the lingo and the terms and so when we ask somebody for help, we can actually speak the language of the person trying to help us.
Well, we have some excellent resources, fortunately, because this is one of the things the U.S. government does very well. U.S. Commercial Service and the Department of Commerce provides all sorts of educational instruments, literature, and training, and so forth.
If every government department worked like the Department of Commerce, we'd have a pretty darn good government, wouldn't we?
We'd have a better one.
Better one, yeah. Yeah, they're not perfect, but they're a lot better than some of the other stuff. So go ahead.
And by the way, Jim, for those interested in working internationally, it's also a great career. I have a good friend who just posted to Beijing who works for them, and it provides interesting career opportunities.
Every embassy has commercial service people in it.
Yes, and of course the State Department people also get involved with commercials.
Right.
So I've worked directly with economic officers at embassies.
We're gonna do some more by the numbers. How to help you get expand your markets? That's my focus, folks. If that becomes exporting, I think that's great. I just want to help you diversify your customer base and expand your markets, and eventually that will lead you to an ocean, and you may want to cross it. 20 after, right back with Steve Kriskoff. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.